Because everyone knows you should be meditating, exercising, reading books, journaling, eating. Everyone knows these things. But then the question becomes, why don't they do it?
This is the Energy Motto Podcast, a show for the youth, for the curious, and for those seeking to discover more about their inner and outer world.
We are bringing on the experts, guides, and leaders that are shaping the path to an exciting era.
And we are your hosts, Emilio Ortiz
and Alvaro Joda. Okay, people. I'm going to introduce you guys someone that needs no introduction, but I guess we got to do this. So he's the host of the Global Top 100 podcast called Humans 2.0. And it's also been considered the top 21 growing podcast you must listen to in 2019. Huge, huge, huge podcast. It's been listened to over 10 million times. He's having conversations with billionaires, professional athletes, huge generalists, New York Times bestselling authors, you name it. And he's not just a podcast host. He's also an explorer of other careers. He's an MC, a consultant, and even a TEDx keynote speaker, delivering mind-blowing talks centered around human potential, mindset, social anxiety, mental health, transformation, and even, you know, business. So lucky to call him a friend. You know, if I left anything out, Mark will talk about it in the podcast. We welcome Mark Metry.
Mark Metry, welcome to the Energy Motto Podcast. What's up?
Dude, I am doing phenomenal. Listen, man, I'm just trying to up my energy. I'm trying to upgrade my energy. I'm trying to upgrade my life. I'm trying to help other people. Because honestly, what I've learned, guys, is that anybody can tell you anything. Anybody can do anything. Anybody can buy you anything. But the truth is that you truly know somebody values you based on their level of energy when they're with you. And I feel like throughout my entire life, I could never detect energy. I didn't even know what that was. I was like, what are you talking about, energy? Like, it's all the same thing. But now I know that it's like the key to life. So I appreciate you guys for naming the podcast that and for inviting me.
Thank you for coming,
Thank
man.
Thank you so much, Mark.
So I kind of wanted to reiterate your points. This is kind of your method. So I love this question with the Humans 2.0 podcast. And I wanted to start off with you. How do you spend your time on planet Earth?
I breathe, I eat, I drink, I talk, I think, I feel, I communicate, I express myself. I just try to be useful, man, you know, and I feel like I do so many different things, from like being an author of a book to being on an Amazon Prime documentary series to starting a business to running a podcast to experimenting around with music. I feel like I do everything, but truly I am trying to help the younger version of myself. I'm basically trying to be the role model that I never had in my entire life for like the 14-year-old version of myself. And sometimes I am successful, sometimes I'm not so successful. Like for example, like I think it was like 2 hours ago, I got an email from this guy who literally told me that he was going to commit suicide. And then he found out about my story. He listened to many of the podcasts that I was been on. He kind of has a similar story in some aspects to me. And he said that he's not going to do it and he's going to start living his purpose. So that's really what I do. I mean, I do so many different things, but I feel like at the end of the day, for me, it's all about helping people change their lives, whether that's from a state of mind perspective, mental health, even like entrepreneurship. And then, you know, also like I'm a pretty young guy, I'm 23. So a lot of people my age and younger have been coming to me and asking me various questions about, you know, all the stuff that we go through as people our age. So I'm just trying to make the best of it, you know, because I know that I could die tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So what's one like recurring theme that you've seen from people our age, college students coming up to you and asking you for advice? What is like one recurring thing that you've noticed that you maybe would want to change from the college experience?
I mean, I could talk crap about college all I want to. I mean, there's good colleges, there's bad colleges. But in terms of people our age, I think the biggest thing is that a lot of people my like our age, I think the biggest amount of questions that I get asked, it's not even like a specific question, but it's just basically people waking up and they're raising their level of awareness to some degree, whether that's purposely or not on purpose, whether something bad happened to them. And they're like, oh, you know, I'm trying to live my life and, you know, I didn't know that life could be like this, or I, you know, didn't know that I could do this, or I didn't know life could happen like this. What's like the best way for me to like not lose my mind? I feel like that's a lot of the main question that I get asked of people who, you know, may go through an experience, whether it's, you know, I don't know, they get assaulted or they drop out of college or they fail or they, you know, go to school to be a doctor and they realize that they actually don't want to be a doctor. And the whole reason why they wanted to be a doctor is because their parents have been telling them to be a doctor ever since they were born. And they find out that they've created their entire identity based on receiving validation from the world, based on who their parents want to give them. And then they're like, wait, who am I? What am I doing here? Do I even believe in these things? How do I think? What should I be doing? I'm Googling things, but I don't really have the right answers. There's so many books to read. There's so much stuff. So I honestly feel like the biggest theme that I have seen from people our age is just like a hint of waking up mixed in with like their ego that's trying to keep them where they are. They're like, oh, well, I know I should be doing this and that, but then, hey, I know that, you know, my friends are going to ask me to go to the bar with them on Friday night and get fucked up. And then I know if I do that, that's going to lead into Saturday and that's going to lead into Sunday. And then that's going to get rid of all the time that I had for free time. And then now I just have to be back on class on Monday. And so, yeah, I find a lot of it is just like, it's awareness. And then what do I do about it? How do I deal with the world's distractions? How do I deal with what everyone else is trying to tell me? Mm. And how do I find my true self? That's like usually like a very, very, very common theme that whether they say it or not, I can feel like that's what they're trying to ask me.
Yeah.
If that made sense.
It's a crisis of purpose. Absolutely. I've had that experience myself, man. So, you know, it makes me think, how did you, you know, switch that mindset? Like, what's your mindset now? You're 23, man. And you're out here killing it. What's your mindset, bro?
My mindset, bro? Well, listen, man, I think I had a very unique but very common experience as everyone else. For me, the big thing that I feel like affected my life was for most of my life, I had social anxiety, which meant I literally had no friends. I didn't talk to people. I literally never showed my true self to anybody, not even like my family or friends that or people that actually cared about me. And so I lived my life like that. And then I was able to step outside of that because my life got so bad that my brain was basically trying to kill myself, was trying to get me to commit suicide. And then that's like really like you reach that rock bottom. And then if you're able to get lucky enough to like realize what this is, then your life is forever changed. And so I'm super grateful that for me, I went through like an extreme for like 10 years of my life, for like a decade of my life, that finally showed me like, hey, Mark, you have literally been showing up every single day for most of your life as not the person you want to be. Literally trying to lie to yourself, literally trying to just blend in and just be like everyone else to fit in. And I literally did that for 10 years. And when you do that for 10 years, you end up getting so many mental health problems because you don't talk to yourself. That may lead to like overall anxiety. That may lead to overall depression. For me, like I used to be obese. I used to do all kinds of different drugs and stuff. So for me, it was like really facing that extreme. And like, this is very common. You know, I have people on my podcast who tell me like, yeah, you know, I was a crack addict for like 10 years of my life. And then now I'm running like a multi-million dollar business. Mm-hmm. It's like a very common thing. And so I'm grateful I went through that extreme because the truth is that there are a lot of people who go through their life And I'm all these things I'm about to say, I don't mean this as like an insult to anybody or to any group, but a lot of people go through their life and they have okay parents. You know, their parents aren't terrible, but they're also not amazing. Maybe they're well off financially. They have money. So like their brain never has to think about like, what am I going to do about that? About like survival. There are people who, you know, they get like good grades. Maybe they party a little bit. Nothing crazy happens. I'm grateful I never ended up like a normal person like that. I'm grateful that I was born in poverty, had mental health issues, had physical health issues, faced racism, all these different things. Because I have truly learned that if I didn't have these things in my life, I would probably be working like some corporate job, doing something that I don't really like, just because I just did whatever I was handed to. So for me, it was definitely an extreme. And I find that these are like the two general groups of people that like are about this, where maybe they lived an extreme for most of their life. Maybe they got, you know, I don't know, sexually assaulted for years. They were a drug, like there's some crazy stuff that people have gone through. There's some people who are kind of in extreme scenarios like that. And then all of a sudden they literally get to some level of desperation, some level of rock bottom where, like, for example, for me, I couldn't sleep anymore. I was obese. I was depressed. And then it's literally like, hey, if you don't change your mindset, you're literally going to die and you're going to become a statistic. Or the other group of people is just like, they have okay parents, they have okay intelligence, they have okay skills. And then they, you know, they throughout life, they grow themselves, you know, step by step. They don't have anything dramatic. And then they're able to live their life and they're just able to make improvements year after year after year after year after year after year after year. So I think the first step is kind of realizing which group that you're in. You know, do you have like some extreme, like, you know, coming from mental health problems, you know, you've never had parents, your parents beat the crap out of you when you were younger and that has messed with your psychology? Or are you like, hey, I'm very blessed, my life is good, I just need to focus on the general overall incremental improvements that I can take? And that is, you know, that can be divided into a group of different categories that human beings have found important. For example, you know, am I taking care of my mental health? Am I taking care of my physical health? Mm-hmm. In terms of like my job, how I make money, like what is that? Is that, am I just doing something random to make money? Or am I, you know, living purposefully, like you said? Do I have a strong network of relationships, you know? And so I think that these are some of the things that I would begin to look at, but it really is different for each person. But overall, I would say is that the struggle, the past traumas, the traumatic experiences, the terrible anxieties, that's what I think makes someone's brain and their mindset resilient. If they're able to like understand that life is all in the mind and everything is on the inside. And if you control the inside, then you can control the outside.
For sure.
Absolutely.
I'm really curious to know like how you stumbled upon like this space, because for me, like I was, in terms of my story, I feel like it was never like an extreme, like where, like such as yours, like I never felt the, like I don't have the will to live or something like this, but it wasn't extreme in the sense of I was not taking care of myself. And I think it was the moment where I started asking questions. And I think this is where my story resonates with yours is, I think I read one of your articles. You said, like, you started searching out answers. Like, what are these billionaires doing? Like, what are their habits? What are their mindsets? And I went through a similar phase where all I wanted to do was know what these people like fucking did, you know?
Yeah.
And, all of a sudden I stumbled onto like podcasts and books, all of this. How did you get to this space?
Yeah.
And then at what point did you decide to say, I want to be a recognized face in this space and influence people?
Oh man. Good questions, bro. Good questions, man. So yeah. So for me, I mean, kind of like you, I kind of found it accidentally. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's funny, right? It's like, I remember when I was 18 and I was kind of suicidal, depressed. I had no idea like what mindset was. I had no idea what like positivity was or self-improvement. Yeah. Like I had literally never heard of these. Like nobody in my entire life had ever told me that you can change, that you can improve yourself. I had never understood that. And so I think for me, the biggest thing was just trying to lose weight. So for me, you know, I talk about this in my book, but you know, for me, I abused the crap out of like food and probably alcohol. And next thing I know, I gain a ton of weight and I'm like literally obese and I can't even recognize myself in the mirror. And I remember just like trying to Google, how do you lose weight? And then that kind of began to get me to, you know, kind of look at the health, fitness, nutrition, wellness space. And I remember just even being more confused. Like I remember Googling and just like finding all these articles that were like, hey, you should go on, you should be vegan, or you should go keto, or you should go paleo, or you should go whatever, plant-based, or you should go carnivore, or you should eat 6 times a day, or you should do intermittent fasting. I looked at all these different things, and ultimately, like the diet that I found was called Bulletproof. And I mean, everyone now knows Bulletproof coffee.
Yeah.
The founder, CEO, Dave Asprey, I've had him on my podcast twice. He's a great guy. But I think that was the biggest one for me, because when I first heard that, like, hey, this is a diet where it's like, yeah, you can lose weight, but like, that's not the main goal. The main goal is to upgrade your mental performance, is to upgrade your energy. And like, I didn't even know that that was the thing. And personally for me, like, I never played sports when I was younger, not really for fun or not on a team. I was very inactive. And so for me, like being an athlete, being physical, even losing weight, those things are not that attractive to me. For me, it's really all about, how can I think better? How can I do better? And so when I discovered this Bulletproof, I think that was like the rabbit hole that got me to, you know, I remember reading his book and then I began gaining just like such a profound understanding of nutrition and understanding. It's like, you know, hey, if you can eat a healthy diet, then you can upgrade your brain. And if you can upgrade your brain, you can upgrade your mindset. I think that was probably one of the biggest things that got me started, because, you know, growing up, I had never been taught that food impacts anything in your life except for how much pounds you weigh. But I think for me is like, I think I made a real insanely crazy impact on my mindset when I just began to change what I ate for my diet. Because a lot of people don't know, but everyone talks about mindset. But it's like, where is your mindset? Like, can you point that to me on your body? Or it's like, okay, your mindset is this. What's your mind? Your mind is actually your brain. Your brain is a physical organ. I don't know how it is in Spain for you guys, but here in America, health, nutrition, that crap is garbage. There are kids in schools eating chemicals and preservatives that are being sold to by billion-dollar corporations that, for example, in the EU, the European Union, they've banned them.
Yeah.
But the same companies manipulate kids and people for marketing to increase their profit. But so that's one of them. And then in terms of like, how do I, like in terms of when I decided that I wanted to become a recognizable face in this industry, I mean, I don't even think I legitimately thought about that ever, to be honest with you. But like, for example, I remember I started my podcast in 2017. And to be quite honest with you, I didn't start my podcast because I wanted to be a voice in the space or a leader. Mm-hmm. I was just like, man, I got to interview these billionaires. I got to interview these smart people. And there's no way they're going to say yes to me as like a 20-year-old if I don't have something to offer them. Mm-hmm. And so that's one aspect. But I think, honestly, I think at one point, I think this was maybe like in 2018, maybe even last year in 2019, where I was like talking to some of my friends and I was like, yo, I genuinely cannot wait to be the most famous person for my age and for my race and for my location. And to be honest with you, I really don't want to become famous. I think being famous is terrible. Mm-hmm. There's like an article that you should look up by Tim Ferriss called Why You Shouldn't Become Famous. Yeah. As my career has been taking off, I've like slowly been like seeing different side effects over the last year or two of being more well known. What are some of those side effects?
Like, what would you say?
It's crazy. Like, for example, growing up when my parents didn't really have any money, one of the main places where I would hang out is the mall. Because it was inside, you don't have to pay money to be there. And so I would just like run around in this mall. And so I have like this memory of like this mall, this specific mall in my area here, where I would just go to everywhere as a kid. And like before coronavirus, I think maybe in February, I was just like going to hang out with my parents at the mall. We like barely ever go to the mall. And we were like, hey, screw it, let's just go there. And we go to the mall and I'm just like walking with my parents. And then this like guy comes up to me and he recognizes who I am and he asks me for a picture, and then he wants to have a conversation with me, but I'm with my parents and I only know I have free time with my parents for like this on Sunday and Saturday due to their work and stuff. So I mean, I don't know, like there's just like all sorts of different things. Like there's other side effects, for example, like where people will start to like use my name on like LinkedIn or whatever to like talk shit because they're just trying to get views. There's been other things where you guys ever heard of Barstool?
Nah.
Yes, I know Barstool.
Oh yeah, you know Barstool. Like yeah. Barstool in America is like one of like the biggest.
Very frat boy, right? Like
Very, very frat boy. I think they're funny. I don't really have any respect for them. But like for example, they're like a very satirical, like kind of viral satirical kind of post, and they like took one of my LinkedIn posts, they like edited it, they made it into like this hilarious thing, they made it into like this new series called LinkedIn Legends where like they're making fun of people on LinkedIn. There's been all sorts of stuff, luckily nothing too bad, but yeah, I mean the truth is like when you get to a certain level, people no longer see the humanity in you and they just look at you like an object, and they're like, hey, I can shit on this person because they're not a real human. When in reality, it's like, I'm on my phone, I'm reading the comments of people shitting on me or whatever. So I mean, yeah, I'm sure there's a lot more to come. But anyway, I think what I was saying before is that I had this moment where I was like, I need to become well known, not because of the fact of being famous. I don't really want to be famous. There's a ton of issues with it. But for the main fact that people out there who maybe are similar to my age, maybe similar to my ethnic background, similar to my entrepreneurial or financial background, similar to my physical health background, my mental health background, I want them all to know I exist. And the truth is that, you know, similar to what I was telling you guys at the beginning, I had no role models growing up. And that's because I didn't see any of them. You know, I saw a basketball player or I saw the president or whatever, but I was like, I don't want to be a basketball. I don't want to be a president. And so I think for most of my life, I just struggled with not having a voice. And there are literally millions of people, if not billions of people out there who have the same problem in their respective fields. So I just want those people to know that I exist and to know that if I made it, then they can make it too. And then to hopefully help them make it, whether that's through like my book or my podcast or my programs, the other things that I do. I don't think I ever like intent, like when I was starting to post, I don't think I was like, oh, I want to be known. For me, it was just like, how can I learn? But then later on, it was like, okay, this is much bigger than me. And I am just a vehicle for this. Yeah. But yeah, man, I mean, it's crazy.
And how did you, you know, during the process of, you know, starting your podcast and stuff, did you find any role models now? Or I know that you said earlier, you know, you are, you know, you're looking at your past self and you're being that role model, but, you know, throughout the process, have you found, you know, someone that like that guides you, that makes you want to see yourself like that in the future?
Yeah. 100% all the time. I have so many. And that's because I've truly created I've created my life in a way where just the right people who need to be in my life just get in my life.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like you guys.
Completely.
Like you guys, for example, right? Like you write an article and you're like, oh, crap, I need to talk to this guy. You know, I'm sure I'll be able to help you guys, you know, later on with, you know, whatever you think I can help you with. And you know, maybe 10 years from now, this evolves into something bigger. So yeah, I have a lot of mentors. I have a lot of role models. However, I would say the one thing that I've learned is that you can't look at somebody 100%. And what I mean by that is like, what I've learned is you have to have certain role models, certain people for different things. And so, for example, like if you want to learn podcasting, I mean, definitely learn it from me, but like learn it from someone who has a successful podcast, who's done it, right? But like, let's say, for example, like, you know, I don't know. Let's say you want to like, I'm like trying to think of something that I'm not an expert in or I suck at, which is a lot of things. I don't know. Let's say that like you want to learn how to, I'm actually a boss at cooking.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually writing a draft for a cookbook that I'm doing. So that's like the wrong thing. But like let's say, I don't know.
Ballroom dancing, maybe.
Ballroom dancing, terrible dancer. Yeah, exactly. So like let's say you're like, oh dude, look at this Mark guy. Yeah, overall he's like a smart guy, he's trustworthy, he's honest. But then if you look at me 100% as a character, you're like, oh man, he sucks at dancing though. Like, why would I take advice? And what I've learned is that there is good and bad for each person. And so what I would say is that, you know, human beings they're not that simple. You know, nobody is black and white. Nobody is evil or totally good. That's why if you meet someone who has the right values, which in my opinion are like honesty, you know, they're not going to lie to you. You know, they're committed, which means like they're not like all of a sudden tomorrow they're just not going to disappear off the face of the earth. They genuinely care about you, different values like that. Then I would say to learn from that person, because the truth is everyone has good and bad, but if they have the right values, then honestly just take what you can from them. And I think that life is like a buffet from that perspective. And like the truth is that you're going to learn a lot too from bad people. Like that's the truth. Like you're going to learn, if not potentially more, mm-hmm, from bad people or people who screw you over, people who lie to you, than people who are just positive to you. And that's just the truth. You know, whether that's in business or your podcast or in friendships or in school or in education, that's just the truth. And that's because, you know, success is a pretty bad teacher. Yeah. And that's truly what I have learned over like these last couple of years of like, yo, success sucks for growing. That's why like all these billionaires and all these super successful people have to like put themselves in extreme scenarios where like they do like a silent retreat for like 10 days or like they join a mastermind or they do this thing or they do that thing. That's because they know success is a terrible teacher. And so, yeah, I mean, one of the biggest things that I've learned is like, yo, once you start to gain a little bit of success in any field, whether that is your health or your business or your careers or your networking, that means that you just have to keep pushing yourself or seek challenges in other areas, you know? So like, for example, like at the end of last year, I was like, all right, bro, my business is balling. My career is balling. I'm working on this book. It's about to come out. It's going to be a hit. All these different things. I just got invited to this Amazon Prime documentary series. My money is good. My family is good. My health is good. My physical health, mental health. I'm working on all those. But then I was like, you know what really freaking sucks? My intimate relationship life. And I was like, man, I didn't even think about that like once. And then I started to, you know, read more about it. And then I started to talk to my mentors about it. And they would start telling me like, dude, who you date, who you end up going out with is probably the most important decision that, yeah, you will make. And they were like, dude, we've met like truly successful people, but they made the wrong decision to date the wrong person who just wasn't a match for them, or they weren't interested in growing with them, or they were just kind of like a little girl who just partied all day long and didn't really commit or take anything seriously. And so I was like, you know what? No, that's not going to fly. Because it's so easy to just like look at your wins, to just look at your successes and be like, hey, I'm successful, when in reality, you're not growing. And so I had to like change that up, change my approach, and you know, find someone that's the right fit for me. So, you know, that's life. You know, that's, I think that's like the most important thing that I've learned over like just this last year. And the truth is like it never ends. You know, it's always going 24/7. You know, that's why you got to make sure that your energy is growing and it's with you. Because the truth is like I genuinely feel like everyone knows what they should be doing. Like I genuinely knows, maybe like not at the beginning if you're just finding out, but like I genuinely feel like everybody knows what they should be doing. Everyone knows what habits. Everyone knows you should be meditating, exercising, reading books, journaling, eating. Everyone knows these things. But then the question becomes, why don't they do it? And I think a big part of that question, one aspect of it, is because they don't have the energy to be themselves. And I think that's like one of the biggest things. So yeah, I mean, that's why I love the name of your guys' podcast, because I think life is all about energy. And I think that you could be a great person, but you truly will not be able to express who you are to the world if you don't have energy to be yourself. And like as someone who had poor physical health for most of his life and social anxiety, these two come hand in hand. And like, for example, you know, I was last year before COVID, I was giving this talk to this Fortune 500 company that had invited me to come and to speak to their employees. And I used this example and I told them, you know, hey, let's say you're listening to my talk right now. Okay. And you're really interested. You really like it. And let's say you have some questions that you want to ask me, or you want to come talk to me about your life or whatever. You have a son, but let's say it's like 3 p.m. and you have no energy. Your blood glucose level just crashed because you're eating a ton of sugar. You're not taking care of your health. You haven't meditated, so you don't have control over the thoughts in your mind, and negative thoughts drain your energy. So the truth is that you could have a good person who just won't step into who they know they should be and become the person they need to be in that moment because they don't have the energy. And so that's so important. And yeah, I can't thank you guys enough for like, you know, like talking about this on your podcast, because it's literally so important. I think it's like one of the most important things. If you don't have it, you don't have anything.
Mm-hmm. But you've given that, like that perspective that you just gave us is an excellent guide for us to say, okay, you know what, like I'm going to meditate this morning and maybe that'll be, you know, that'll activate me to eat healthier, to have positive thoughts, and then to find the energy to know myself. So you know, when you give it, you know, put in that point of view, you know, that makes it sound.
Do you guys meditate? No judging. You guys meditate?
I less. I did. I have a lot recently, like today and yesterday for some reason. But I like maybe in August, I meditated like 3 times. You never know. Yeah.
Bro, listen, man. I just want to share some things with you guys in these last few minutes that we have. And feel free to stop me. But if someone walks up to me right now, like who's your guys' age, and is like, yo, what are the 2 things that I can do to change my entire life and live my life purposefully? I would say, look at what you're eating and look at your meditation. And a lot of people don't think that this has anything to do or like isn't connected with other things in life, but it is. And like for me personally, and for a lot of people, meditation is what bridges the gap between just conceptually knowing something to then doing it. Right. And so, and like understanding it. And like, what I mean is like, I go on so many podcasts and like, you know, a podcast host will ask me and they'll say like, you know, they'll like ask me a question and then I'll give them like some amazing answer. And then they're like, okay, but then how does somebody make this practical? Or like, how does somebody actually do it? And I tell them, yo, the answer is to literally meditate. And literally what meditation is literally you just shutting off your outside environment for a temporary period of time, which then conditions or unconditions your body to not be reliant on that external environment, which we have all formed an addiction to our entire lives, which stops us from being our true selves. And so the real power of meditation is doing it every day, because I don't really think you can, like, again, I think there's many different forms of meditation, but like meditating every morning is like going to the gym for your brain. And it really teaches you what are your thoughts and what aren't your thoughts. And I see so many people our age, like even my friends, who are like, hey, I tried to meditate, but then I tried to sit down, and then all of a sudden I was like, hey, I got to go, you know, do my to-do list, or I got to go get up and do something more productive, or I got to go work. Mm-hmm. And the truth is that's just a trick that your brain tries to get you to think. And your brain is going to do that with everything else in life if you say no to meditation. So like there's this Buddhist proverb that says, if you feel like you don't have time to sit and meditate for 15 minutes, you should sit down and meditate for an hour.
Yeah.
And it says that because like, if you are really thinking like, oh, I only have these 15 minutes, your mind is so scattered that you literally need to meditate. And there's nothing that anybody can tell you. I don't think there's a book out there or a podcast that exists that could get you to understand what meditating every single day will do for you. And the last thing that I'll say is that, you know, people ask me, you know, hey, Mark, you talk about being suicidal, you talk about having mental health problems. Have you, since like your dark moments 4 or 5 years ago, have you experienced another sort of like very bad dark moment like that? And the simple answer is no. Thank God I've like never even gotten close to like being in that mental state. I don't think I ever will, just knowing what I know now and understand. Mm-hmm. Of course, I still have problems. I still have anxiety all the time. But one of the biggest things that I believe has created like a baseline, has created like a real foundation for me, is the structure of my literal brain. And so like, for example, like you can get your brain scanned and tested. I don't know about Spain, but here in America, there's this place called Amen Clinics. And
he was at
Dr. Daniel Amen. Yeah, you know, he was on my podcast a little bit ago. But like you can get your brain scanned, and like the truth is like you begin to, oh, by the way, I don't know if you guys have read this book or not. This is a book by him.
End of Mental
by Dr. Daniel Amen.
The end of
this mental book. Right. Yeah, this book literally shows you every single possible factor on how to control your brain and then what to do about it. And so literally what he talks about is most of our lives are determined by different brain chemicals. Like if you look at it black and white, that's what happens, right? You get anxiety, your brain creates certain chemicals. You get sad, your brain has different levels of chemicals. You know, there's like neurotransmitters, there's dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin. So they found that this one specifically, a neurotransmitter called serotonin, it controls your mood. I talk about it a lot because it controls how you function in social groups. And so this is super important with people who have social anxiety and like depression even. They have found that most of these neurotransmitters aren't even in your brain. They're not even in your brain, which is crazy. They found that for serotonin specifically, which controls your mood, controls your energy, 90 to 95% of it is in your gut microbiome, which is, you know, bacterial environment, trillions of bacteria. And the truth is that is predominantly affected by chronic stress and your diet. And so like, if you don't take care of your, like how stressed you are, which meditation helps with a lot, and your food, your neurotransmitters are literally going to be off, even if like you're reading the best books or like you're listening to the best podcasts. So yes, if like someone walks up to me and they're like, what are the two best things that I can do that can help me change my life, make it more purposeful, give me more energy, I would say meditate every day, even if it sucks, even if your brain is like literally trying to tell you every second to like get up, go do something else. And then to eat healthy, don't eat artificial processed ingredients, things that come in boxes, bags. And I think you'll be good.
Yeah. Wow. Mark, this was like exactly the reason why I wanted to bring you on the podcast. And it's because, you know, like when we look for advice, when we look for, you know, these nuggets of wisdom, we're always looking at like the doctors, like the ones that people that are like high performers, the billionaires, things like this. And we look towards them, and not necessarily all the time we're gonna resonate because it's not relatable. What you have, like, and I think it's super special, is that a lot of people can look at you and say, I've been there. I've gone through that, and he came out of it. So why can't I? Or he, like for me, it was, he has built this amazing podcast. So why can't I? So it's like you give people that courage to step forward and do what they want to do, because it's a great example that you're setting. And I want to acknowledge you for that. And before we wrap up the podcast, where can people find you?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to acknowledge what you said and say thanks a lot. And yeah, I mean, that's what I've learned too, from the perspective of like, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a neuroscientist, I'm not a billionaire, I'm not a professional athlete, but yet I talk to these people and I'm a totally normal guy, you know? So I'm super grateful I have that perspective, and I truly feel like that is a massive like value ROI add. Because the truth is like, if you are interested in that stuff, you're probably not a doctor, a billionaire, neuroscientist yet. Yet, that's the key word, is yet. And hopefully I'll, maybe not the doctor or neuroscientist, but billionaire, hopefully one day. But yeah, people, if they want to check me out, if you just go to my website, markmetry.com, that's a good central spot to check out everything I'm doing. Definitely add me on like LinkedIn, Instagram, my first and last name, Mark Metry. Please let me know that you listened to this podcast, if you did. And yeah, you guys are awesome. I appreciate you guys. Keep going. And you know, similar to meditation, in terms of like, meditation is only useful if you do it forever, if you do it for a long time. I think that's also, I would put podcasting in there. Mm-hmm. So guys, please don't give up. You know, the real value of your podcast is going to come when you're at like 100, 200 episodes. But yeah, most people quit after like 30 episodes because they're like, wow, we don't even have an audience. But like, it takes a while. So keep going, guys. And if I can help, you know, feel free to let me know, email me, DM me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And you guys are awesome. And it was great. Wow. Meeting you guys, two young guys, crushing it over there in Madrid, Spain. That's hopefully right. When the world comes back on, I can come visit you guys.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Any last words from LBJ?
No, man. A huge applause to you, Mark. Like, you know, it's hard to visualize, you know, for me, I'm 20, you know, in 3 years, okay. You know, it's hard to visualize how big you can get, but, you know, when something, you know, when I see you, you know, oh, it's possible. And that's exactly what Emilio was saying before, exactly what you were saying before, that, you know, when you see that, that's when you realize, okay, I can visualize myself, I can reach that. So applause to you.
Thanks, bro. Last thing I want to say is, I totally agree with that, but I think the key is to not look at it like that.
Okay.
Because I mean, dude, anybody can get big, bro. Like, but I think the thing is, why are you getting big for?
But authentically big, like in okay. a way where
okay.
it's
okay.
Nah, like I mean, you worked for it. You reached it. You know, through, you know, as you said, through all these hardships, through, you know, resilience, and that's, you know, something that we look up to. You know.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And yeah, keep doing what you guys are doing. And yeah, hopefully we can revisit this like a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just to wrap up, brother, we have one last question that we end all the podcasts with.
Okay.
And that's like basically what the energy motto really means to us. And it's, what is one thing that gets you out of bed? You know, so in other words, what's one thing that ignites the flame within you? What's something that we've called the energy? Like we've been talking about energy, but what it really is energy. So it's the internal sources of energy the humans hold to unveil physical, mental, and spiritual extraordinary capabilities. What's that for you?
Yeah, you know, honestly, man, I've like reached that level where I don't really like talking about myself anymore. I'm good. I think personally for me, I've reached the level of success that I want in my life. And so for me, what gets me out of bed is knowing that there are younger versions of myself, whether they are literally older than me or younger, that are not successful yet. And I want to help them become successful.
I love that.
But that's literally it. That's only, to be honest with you, that's like one of the few things that motivates me, because you know, like the truth is, like, once you do become successful, it's like no longer really becomes fun. And like, of course it's fun, but you have to find ways to make it fun. And like, for example, like, yeah, I've had billionaire mentors who, like, I met like a year ago, 2 years ago, who literally tell me all the time, like, yo, I would literally trade my billions of dollars any day of the week to be at your age with $0.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And like, that's literally the truth. And so I'm like in the middle of that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to like balance that out in my head. I'm trying to just focus on other people so I can make them successful, because that's truly what gets me out of bed in the morning. Like that person who sent me that email today.
I saw that. That's amazing.
About the suicide. Yeah. I mean, that's like, the reality is, like, that happens to me like all the time now. I don't even think twice about it, but I definitely should. But, that's it, man. So
yeah.
Yeah, we usually have like a final question if you want to answer it. It's sure. Like, what's the last nugget of wisdom, last, you know, tip to unleash that internal energy, that energy?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is that I think a big part of like what shifted my mindset initially was realizing that nobody was coming to save me. And like, what I mean by that is, you know, I was taught that, you know, like, hey, like, you know, a teacher or a college professor or a parent is going to teach you something, or they're going to help to walk your hand through it. Or like, you know, I'm pretty religious, but like a big thing that I was taught was like, hey, if you have a problem, just pray about it, because God is coming to save you. And I definitely still agree with that, but there's a part where you have to do stuff,
yeah, right.
where you have to just stop waiting around and being like literally waiting for someone to save you, whether that's your parents or your friends or a religion or a God or a school or the government. None of these things are going to come and save you. And so for me, I'm so grateful that I was able to realize that, because once you really do realize that, then you get up and you just go for it, because you're no longer waiting. So I think that's the biggest thing. And the truth is that, like, a lot of people, this is the last thing I'll say, a lot of people in this age who are like trying to transform, right? A lot of the times this happens to them individually. So a lot of the times they will individually, by themselves, without their friends, without their family, will go through something that then they'll be like, oh my God, I have to change my life. But then they go talk about it with their other friends and their other family who have no idea what they just went through, who haven't experienced what they experienced. And in turn, they feel like they shouldn't go on the path towards that because nobody else is doing it. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's one of the biggest things that I have learned, of like, people who are waiting on other people to help them are like literally being held hostage by other people. They're literally holding their dreams hostage. Like, I remember being like, oh yeah, I'll learn how to start a podcast when a friend of mine that I reached out to who has a podcast tells me how, but then he doesn't respond back. Oh, I'm guessing I'm just not going to start a podcast. There's like so many different little scenarios like this where we just give our power away because we feel like somebody is supposed to come save us, when in reality, that's just never going to happen, ever. But when you do start to do things yourself individually, and then after on with other people, then the right people who will help you in your life do come in your life once you get the ball rolling. So that's the biggest thing that I would tell people, like, go through the journey individually. It's going to be lonely. It's going to be brutal. You're going to have to question all your values and beliefs. But don't use other people's opinions as a life raft. Don't use the opinions and your previous beliefs that you and your family held that you don't no longer believe in as crutches, because that's going to get you to just play it safe and just not keep going to who you really are supposed to be. So that's the last thing I would say.
Wow, Mark. Damn. Thank you so much, man. So much wisdom.
Yeah, that was fire. Wow. That's all I got to say.
So thank you so much for everything, man. We'll keep in touch. This has been amazing. I think anyone listening to this is going to have so much value out of this, especially being who you are and the power in your voice is just like, I'm speechless. So we'll probably have to start recording.
Thank you. Yeah, of course.
And there we have him, Mark Metry, giving us, you know, for me, it was a type of feedback that I haven't listened to. It's like, everyone knows what you need to do to get better, to improve your health, personal growth, whatever. But one thing is having the energy to do it. And that's, you know, kind of part of our motto, you know, our purpose in the energy motto is that you can't achieve whatever you need to achieve without both internal energy and, you know, mental energy, physical energy, spiritual energy. So that was brilliant by Mark, and yeah, I hope you guys really enjoyed this. Follow us at The Energy Motto on Instagram. You guys know it. We don't have to tell you, but just in case. Take care, guys.